Prague, early October 1994. I've not been here long. I arrived in dense fog 2 nights ago, and the city has been shrouded ever since. My flight was almost diverted to Vienna, but we made it down safely. Life is ironic. I'm here to teach air traffic controllers. I wonder whether my skills are needed. Earlier today, I tried to see the Charles Bridge, but the famous statues were nothing more than shadowy impressions on the air. Even the gilded tin square clock is modestly veiled. I'm 22 and feel a bit lost without landmarks and time. The other teachers at the language school are friendly but settled, and this first weekend feels a bit like school uniform at the start of term. Too much growing room. I retreat to a bookshop cafe that I've heard a couple of Americans talk about on the metro. The Globe is steamy warm, has carrot cake and coffee in buckets. The Velvet Revolution is 4 years old, and the city is a magnet for new philosophers, safe political dissenters, and every kind of explorer, poser, and self-seeker in between. And just like me, they're all here today. Taking my coffee, I wander over to the books. There is a table full of modern American classics, The Naked Lunch, On the Road, The Catcher in the Rye. 20 linguistic years ahead of its time, The Globe is achingly on trend. There are a few copies of Marquez, shelves of Austin, cases of Penguins, piles of Plato. And in the corner, on an old beer crate, near a cosy armchair filled by a guy who has taken his shoes off and is determinedly reading Sartre whilst making hurried, spidery notes as if to suggest an alchemy of dazzling thoughts, I find what I've been looking for, the Czech section. I don't quite know where to start. My sense of cultural geography comes out as a giddy adrenaline rush. With a nodding glance at Jean-Paul in his chair, I snatch at the texts. The unbearable lightness of being, the dimension of the present moment and other essays. Life is elsewhere, unveiling, life ahead, Havel, Holub, Klima, Kundera, Seifert. What to read? How to choose? Right at the bottom, there is a title that suddenly speaks volumes. Unbearably so, for the dimension of my own space-saggy present moment. Too Loud a Solitude by Bohemil Hrabal. My cover has a cartoon image of a man in a brown trench coat pushing or pulling a book into or from the spine of another. I greet the opening line with a shiver of delight. For 35 years now, I've been in waste paper, and it's my love story. This is more than I could have hoped to find within the broom. The unutterably new, the unexpectedly wry, the arrestingly pathetic, the Middle Europa quirky. From this clammy bookshop in a foreign land, with its heady scents of cinnamon and sugar and gentle clinks of cups and cutlery, I'm about to journey through a story about a love affair with books. I'm about to place my trust in an unreliable narrator, an alcoholic idiot savant. I'm about to learn about book burning, book saving, and beauty. I will be guided through the German occupation of Czechoslovakia, consider education beyond institutions, and have my young head spun about fundamental truths, fear and faith, and pragmatic survivalism. Early on, the narrator declares that if a book has anything to say, it burns with a quiet laugh, because any book worth its salt points up and out of itself. In the 20-odd years since I first read it in that bookshop, Jean-Paul eventually reshod and evacuated the chair, the many wisdoms and apparent truths of Hrabal's Too Loud a Solitude have helped to guide my reading, my writing, and my thinking. It reaffirms my trust in the power of people, prompts me to question received wisdoms, and teaches me to speak less and listen more. Most importantly, it inspires me to acknowledge the noisy and the quiet, to value everybody's stories, and to keep faith in the transformative power and sheer stubborn might of words.